Okay. Today is Daf Pe. I'm sorry. Today is Daf Tzadik Pe. 99 of Masechtas Tzvachim. Today she responds to the Philistine family, Ilum Ishmael, back to Iris Silverstein. So, up to the top word, Gemara. Benahani Mili. Benahani Mili. Benahani Mili. How do you know this is true? How do you know what's true? How do you know that if somebody is not the Rashis are on Amid Beis, so Rashi's standing anyway. But Benahani Mili, how do you know that if someone's not Roy for the Avoda, he doesn't get a Chelik in the Bafa? How do you know that? That's what we said in the Mishnah. By the way, the Mishnah had a Pasuk, how do we know that? So it's a little difficult what the Gemara is asking right now. But Benahani Mili, the Gemara asks, Amar Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, HaKohen HaMechate, the Kohen that's Mechate. What does the Mechate mean? Right? Hakohen HaMechate. Right? The Pasuk says, Hakohen HaMechate Yosa, the Kohen who is Mechate, Yochlena, can eat it, B'makom Kadosh, Tochet Teochel, Bachatar Ol HaMoed. So, Rashi says, HaMechate means the thrower. Right? HaMechate, Zorek Es Hadam, the thrower. Ebenezer there, in Parsha Tav, it says over there that it means the Hamachate means to one who removes the chet. Removes the chet. Who does that? The Kohen. How does he do that? By doing the Zvikas Adam, right? By bringing the carbon, he removes the chet. That's the, and then he says another, Yishomrim says the same idea. Hamachate means the one who cleanses, the one who cleans. The one who cleans you from your chet. Same idea. Anyway, so it says, Kohen Hamachate. Oh, so Yochlenu. Yochlenu Kohen Hamachate. Ochel. Sheina machate, eina ochel. If you're the cleanser, you get to eat from the carbon. If not, not. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, the klala who? What kind of rule is that? The klala, that's the rule? The Hare Mishmara. Kula. What about the whole Mishmar? The ein machate is ochel. They don't do anything, yet they're allowed to eat. So where did the Mishmar come from? Who made up the Mishmar? Who made up the Mishmara? Yeah. So originally, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Right? Yeah, what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, where is it? It's the pasuk in, I guess, Parshas Shoftim, Kisete, down over there, where it says, Chelek, Kechelek, Yochlenu, divide up and eat it, talking to Kahanim, Levad, Mamkirav, Al Ha'avot. Except for what's already been decided by the elders, by the Avot. Right? What does that mean? It's what? A regel, and everybody comes together. Right? And when it's not a regel, there's such a thing as a mishmar. Right? You don't serve all year round. You have broken down. So Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 mishmaros. That's how it started. Moshe Rabbeinu first made 8. Moshe Rabbeinu made 8, and that 8 lasted till Shmuel Hanavi. Shmuel Hanavi made 24, and that's the 24 mishmaros that we have right now. Okay? So, what do you mean that the guy who's mechate eats the carbon? The whole Mishmar eats it. The Gemara says, you're right. Roy lechidu karmin. I'm talking about someone who's roy to eat. Roy. They're roy to eat. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Hare katan. What about a katan? There ain't no roy lechidu. A katan not allowed to do a vote. Why not? See in a second, why not? The ochel. Yes. He eats. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. So what do you mean? Roy. Katan's roy. Can't that roy? You gotta eat. The definition can't be roy. Look at Rashi. Katan, second wide line. Pasal avoda. Katan's pasal for avoda. Obviously, we're talking about a katan who's a kohen. 12-year-old boys, we've been missing in a few weeks. Can you do avoda? The answer is no. Pasal avoda. The naftalan may ish. Mizaracha, hudoro sam. Bakal shchotin b'tefe. In the kulan over there. Anyway, it says, ubekadjim. Ubekadshim ochel, but he can eat kadshim. That's a lot of kadshim. You can eat it. You just can't do a vodah. Darinan b'menachos, ish ke'echav, ish cholek, v'ein katan cholek. An adult can divide up the meat from the day. A katan can't divide up the meat. However, u'dimimayit le'mi chaluka, from the fact that a katan cannot divide up, mechlad achel, so you can see the nehi. He can't divide up, but he can eat. Then Rashi throws in, V'od, calls Zachar Ksiv. By the way, said 12 zachar. And a 12-year-old is a zachar. 7, 32 makaros. 32 makaros. That's for two sources. First it says, what this ziyuk over here, chatan, is not allowed to be machalik the day's meat. But you see from there he can eat. You just can't be busy with dividing. And then it says, by the way, call zachar. The zachar. Right, in two makaros. I think one you can say like this. Let's say, listen to this unbelievable thing. What if you have a boy who's going to be the Tuesday, right? Tuesday night, it's his bar mitzvah. So Tuesday is the day he can't do a vote. Tuesday night already, he's a bar mitzvah boy. There's no vote that night. So could this boy be mechalek the meat? It's the rule. At night, when the meat's going to be eaten, or could be eaten, he's ready for mitzvah. That's the pasuk. No way. No. You can't do that. Now, what about an 8-year-old boy? Can he eat with his father? Of course he can. Kol zachar comes. It says kol zachar. That's why you have two makaros. One's only for a boy who becomes a mitzvah, and that only for a bar mitzvah boy. You get it? It's just interesting. In the middle of a story. Right, so listen to this one. Let's say, it's Monday, right? You're mitzvah Monday night. So you start a meal, 20 minutes before Shkia. You, your father, your grandfather, a bit suda. Now, when the meal's over, you're bar mitzvah. Can you bench mezumen? What do you think? The question is to go about when the meal started or when the meal finishes, right? That's what it got. That's the answer, right?
What?
Very interesting. Okay. That's. I wanted to write a whole thing for my son. A whole, not a book. Not big enough for a book, but a whole thesis about all the cases where someone becomes a god in the middle of a story. What's the story? If somebody becomes a gadol on Sukkot, they had a shiloh. He's a mitzvah. His is the third day of Sukkot. So on the first day of Sukkot, he takes a lulav and he makes a shachianu out of chinna. Now on the third day, when he's now a gadol, the big shachianu again. What do you mean? But the halacha is clearly in the Shulchan Aruch. If you don't have a lulav till the third day, you make a shechianu when you get one. So what? But he was a cut. So what? It's the same question about Sefiras Omer. Do you make a brat? You start with it. Same question. Does it get real? It's 2 pages on this question. Right. Anyway, okay. I'm never getting off topic. Ella Mayochlenu. What does the word mean, Yochlenu? It means Yichalkenu. Of course, a cotton can eat. That's not a shayla. What does it mean? It means yichal kenu. Roy lechitui cholik. If you're roy to be the guy who will do the chitui, meaning an adult male kohen in that mishmar, then cholik. Then you can be busy dividing up. Ain't a roy lechitui, ain't a cholik. Right? Aye, what about a balmum? Harry balmum. They ain't a roy lechitui. A balmum cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash. He can't. However, the cholik, yet he's allowed to divide up. The divide says, Balmum, don't ask me about Balmum. Balmum Rachmana Rebbe. Balmum is an exception. Because it says, Kol Zachar Bekahanim L'Rabbas Balmum. Don't bring me a shayla about Balmum. So the Gemara says, maybe the aim of Kol Zachar L'Rabbas Tzvulyom, maybe the words Kol Zachar that we just used, is come to include a Tzvulyom. A Tzvul Yom, at night, that Tzvul Yom is going to be fine. The Balmum is not going to be fine. The Gemara says, maybe that in a minute. So we're adding somebody. There's some Kohen out there who can't do Avoda, who's yet allowed to eat the meat at night. Not only can he eat the meat at night, he can even divide up during the day. He can be busy with that all day. And so who is that? That's the Balmum. So the Gemara, why isn't that a Tzvul Yom? So the Gemara answers, Mistabra Balmum have a little bit of voice. No, we'd much rather include a balmum. You know why? Shekein ochel. Because a balmum is allowed to eat it. A tzvul yom is not allowed to eat kunchik. He's not allowed to touch him until nightfall. During the day, he's not allowed to eat it. He's going to be busy with it. He's not allowed to eat it. So he might adrab, just the opposite. Tulyom have a little ribui. Tulyom should be able to eat it. Dilurta mechzechazi. At night, he'll be able to eat it. So the Gemara says, so what? Hashtamiha halokazi. Right now, he can't eat it. Right now, he can't eat it. Why can't he eat it right now? Because he is a Tulyom. Okay? That's one answer. Rabbi Yosef Omar, Rabbi Yosef says a whole other answer. Michti. Let's see what's going on over here. Ma yochlenu. What did we say the word yochlenu mean? It doesn't mean to eat. That's not what it means. It says to eat. That's not what it means. It means yichalkenu. It means to be busy dividing it up. So if that's the case, let's have a fun yichalkenu. Why don't I write that? Just write. Divide it up. Any kohen who's roi can divide up to me during the day. Why are you mentioning the word yochlenu? Obviously, ma yochlenu. Why did Torah say yochlenu? That's not what it meant. Shma mina. Therefore, must mean roi la'achila cholek. She'ain roi la'achila, ain a cholek. Okay? Very simple. What's Rashi say over here? Well, that's it. Right? Roi la'achila cholek, ain roi la'achila, ain a cholek. Fine. Which means a balmorum. Much more simple. You get the same bottom line. Same end result, just from a different, coming from a different direction. Okay, next. Listen to this question. Bar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish has the following question. Balmum. You have a Balmum. For who Tame? He's also Tame, by the way. Also Tame. Mao Sheachal Kulo. So can he be busy dividing up meat? That first watch you would say, of course not. But you know what? Why not? He's no good anyway. So the fact that he's no good for two reasons, does that make it worse? Why should it make it worse? It's going to make it worse. Why? Since the guy's not fit. Why is he not fit? Because he's a Balmum. Nevertheless, Rachmana Rabaye, and Rachmana said it's good anyway. He's good anyway. Really, he's not fit. But there's a special exception. Balmums have an exception. They're allowed to be busy with it. Loshna doesn't make a difference. Tamali Tamali Mali Balmum. What's the difference between Tamil Balmum? What's the difference between both? It's different. Oh, Dilma, or maybe no. Roi la'achila cholek? No, it goes by achila. It goes by achila. Ain't a roi la'achila, ain't a cholek. If you're not roi for achila, you can't. A balmum, who is tameh, and anybody for that matter who is tameh, cannot eat kachim. So what's the question? Is it roi for kaluka, which maybe a tameh is, or is it roi for achila? The answer is going to be it's roi for achila. And since a tameh person can't eat, he can't be involved. I don't care if he has a balmum. But if he has a balmum, let's make it better. Amar Rabba, Tashma, I'll prove it to you. Because this Gemara has come three times now. Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onei. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Makriv Karbanos Rizin Onei. Right? A Kohen Hedge is not allowed to. But a Kohen Gadol is yes allowed to. Now, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. He's allowed to be Makriv it. Dein Ochel. He's not allowed to eat it. Dein Cholik. And he's not allowed to be divided out, Lechol Erev, to eat it that night. Not allowed to. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Roy lachila be eating shmamina. The key is the eating. Roy to eat. Are you right to eat today in the afternoon? 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the kohen gadol waiting for the kibura for his relative. So it'd be nothing to do anyway. Might as well do a voda. Right? So can he eat that? No. Can he divide it up? No. Why not? Because if roy lachila is the key, is that roy lachila? So what do you see? If a balmum who is roy, he's thrown on top of him and says he's tamei, he becomes not roy. Okay? That was. So the Balmum is an exception. What? Well, he has the mum. If the mum goes away, he broke his arm. So when the mum goes away, he'll be able to do it again. Right. So that's an exception. Right. Okay. So therefore, Right. I hear you. Interesting. Okay, next. Boy Rav Oshia. Boshi asked the following question. Listen to this one. Tamei b'karbanos tzibur mahu sheyichalku lo. What if you have a carbon tzibur that someone's allowed to... Now, halacha is like this. If you have a carbon seabor, a tame person is allowed to do the avoda, a tame kohen is allowed to do the avoda for a carbon seabor. Okay? I think the halacha is even if you don't need a tame person, there are tar people around. Not the whole kohen still got tame. There are tar people around. But a tame kohen did. That's mutter. However, no one's allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to eat it if a tar person does it. Okay? So is a tame kohen regarding Karbanos Tzibur off the table? The answer is half. He's allowed to do the avoda, but then if that happens, nobody can eat. So he's allowed to do the avoda. True, but it's not going to passel the avoda. If a balmum does avoda, he passels it. If an onein, a regular kohen, is an onein, he passels it. Tomei passels it. Here, he doesn't passel it. Now, again, Tamei b'karbanos tzibur ma'ashi yichalkalos. So can he divide up the meat? Now he can't eat it. Why can't he eat it? Because he's tamei. But it doesn't ruin the avoda. Same question. The question is, what is the key ingredient to allow a kohen to eat? Is it right to eat or right to do avoda? That's the question. Same question. Right? Now, just as an aside, there are five karbanos tzibur. There are five karbanos tzibur that are eaten over the course of a year. Question could only come up one of these five. What are they? The Omer, the Mincha of Omer, right? The Shnei Alechem of Shavuot, the Lechem upon him every Shabbat, the two goats of Shavuot, and the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. Those are only five. Okay, and also the, I believe, the Seir of every Regal. Okay? Okay. So that's the question. Me, I'm reading, do we say, Hamachate Amrachmana, that it goes by doing the Hamachate, the one who's doing the Avoda, the Hainami Mechatehu, this guy could do the Avoda, even though he's Tameh, he could do it, it's a special exception, Bekavoda Sivur, or Dilma Roy Lachila Cholik. Or maybe the issue is, Roy Lachila. She'ain Roy Lachila, ain't a Cholik. Amar Ravina, we have the same answer. Tashma, Kohen Gadol Makrav Onin, a Kohen Gadol could bring as an Onin. The ain't no ochel, he can't eat. The ain't no cholik, and he can't be busy with the chalukah of the meat. Why? Lechol erev, even eat it afterwards. Shmamina, what do you see from here? Roy lachila beina. Shmamina. The key is being right to eat. You know what? He's simply not right. That's the answer. Okay. Now, go back to the top line of this page. Amar Shlokish, to Amar Kra, Hakoin Hamachate. Hakohen Hamachate. It says the Kohen who is cleansing. What did Rish Lakish say with that pasuk? What did he say? Hakohen Hamachate Osa. Osa Yochlen of Kohen Hamachate Ochel. She'ena Machate Eina Ochel. On the top line of the Gemara. Amar Rish Lakish. The Amar Kra. Hakohen Hamachate Osa Yochlen. The Kohen that does the cleansing can eat. Kohen Hamachate Ochel. If the Kohen does the cleansing, he could eat. She'eno machate, eino ochel. If he doesn't do the cleansing, he can't eat. That's what Rish Lakish said. Correct? It says Tosfos. Right? How many cases did we just have from that line till these two dots, right, that cannot divide the meat, even though they're kosher for the avodah? Who are they? A Kohen Gadol who's an Onin. A Kohen Gadol who's an Onin. And a Tamei when it comes to Karbanos Tzibur. They're allowed to do Avoda. They're allowed to do Avoda. Kohen Gadol who's an Onin is allowed to do Avoda. Correct? Can't eat. A Tamei for a Karban Tzibur. Can do the Avoda? Yeah. Can he eat? No. Right? Again, Rish Lakish said, HaKohen HaMachate Osei. Kohen HaMachate Ochel. If you're mechate, you eat. If you can't be mechate, you can't eat. Because there are two exceptions to that rule. A Kohen Gadol Onin and a Tameh by a Karban Tzibur. Two exceptions to that rule. Rish Lakish talked over the rule. Completely not true. What? So Tosafot gives a different answer. Tosafot says, what Rosh Lakish meant to say was, even though what he meant to say was, that if a Kohen is not right to eat, he can't do a Avodah. That's what he meant to say. That's not what he said. He meant to say, if you can't eat, then Mamela, you can't do a Avodah. And that's a true statement. Right? If you can't eat. There are some who can't eat. And, what? Because Tosafot is not certified that answer. Tosafot will do that much more than Rashi. He'll reinterpret words to make it fit his Shita. He'll do that. Okay? No, but there are cases that you can eat, and then therefore you can't do Avodah. That's what he means to say. It's Zir. That's not what Rosh Lakish said. That's not what he said at all. Right, you have to give up. It's a Freud answer. The answer is, it's that rule. It's not our enclave. There are exceptions. Right? There are rare exceptions out there. Right. Okay, next. Onen nogeya ve'eno makrif. An onen can touch meat, but he can't eat meat. Right? Ve'eno makrif, I'm sorry. Onen, you have an onen, right? He's waiting for kavura. He's sitting around, what? He can't offer kabanos. But that night, after the kavura, he's going to come back home and sit shiva. So can he eat meat? What? Because he's not available to eat meat right now. That's what the mission said, he can't. Same question. However, that guy has a new thing now. Onen nogeya, an onen who is only allowed to touch meat? He's not tame, right? However, Vermini, wait a minute. I have a question. We have a Mishnah in Chagiga. The Mishnah in Chagiga says like this. Onen, give an onen, u'mechusa kippurim. Now, it's a question if we're going to be discussing u'mechusa kippurim or not. I think Rashi says, take that out. That's a Mishnah in Chagiga. It says, we'll talk about an onen. You have an onen, shrikin tevila l'kodesh. An onen has to go to the mikvah, kodesh. Right? What does that mean? Rashi says, it's a dinder rabbanan, and an onen, when he was an onen, he wasn't allowed to eat kachem. He has to go, it's a dinder rabbanan. He has to go to the mikvah before he eats kachem. Before he's going to eat kachem, he's sitting shiva. He's allowed to eat kachem when he's sitting shiva, but it's not when he's an onen. So he has to go to the mikvah beforehand, it's special dinder rabbanan, right? You got that? He has to go to the mikvah. Our Mishnah didn't say a word about going to the mikvah. Our Mishnah said he's allowed to touch meat. The Mishnah in Chagiga said he has to go to the mikvah before he wants to touch meat. What's going on? That's the Gemara's question. No. It's a dinder rabbanon. It's a dinder rabbanon. Why is it made to the banan? Because midoraisa, he's not allowed to eat kachim. He's an onen. He's not allowed to eat kachim. He's an onen. So maybe he'll have hesach hadas from tumah. And it'll become tummy also, right? I can't eat kachim anyway. I can't eat kachim anyway. I'm an onen now, so I'm not going to be careful. So we're afraid maybe he touched got tummy also. So therefore we send him to the mikvah. That's the chashash. It's a chashash derabanan. However, we still care about derabanan. Our mission didn't say boom. Our mission didn't say a word about that. You hear? Our mission didn't say a word about that. So we're going to have three answers to this question. How to reconcile the Mishnah in Chagiga with the Mishnah over here. Answer number one. Amr of Ami, Amr of Yochanan, lo kasha. It's very simple. Kan, Bishatabal. Our Mishnah was talking about he already went to the mikvah. Kan, Bishalotabal. And the Mishnah in Chagiga was talking about he didn't go to the mikvah. So therefore, the Mishnah in Chagiga said, he must go to the mikvah. So you must wait a minute. Bishatabal, he goes to the mikvah. What's that? My Hava, what does that do? Hahadrolan, he's still an Oni. He's still an Oni. What does it accomplish anything? You go to the mikvah, that nearest returns back. You got to go after you're an onen, not while you're an onen. This doesn't make any sense. That answer is rejected. Okay? Answer number two. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, the Mishnah Chagiga was talking about the asif daite. The guy that has the chadat. He's faced out. Therefore, he spaced out. He wasn't thinking. We're afraid. Listen, he's thinking, I'm going in anyway. I can't even touch him anyway. What happens? Your guard is down. You guard it down. And what happened? He got tummy. So therefore, make him go to the mikvah. Ha, our Mishnah here, delo asip daite. He didn't let his guard down. Okay? He didn't let his guard down. Therefore, he let him go to the mikvah. He was very careful. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If a kohen let his guard down, going to the mikvah is not enough. We're afraid, maybe he's coming late. Ha, hesek hadas, if someone lets his guard down, shlishi shvi boy, he's got to get a paraduma. That means 3 and 7. He's got to get sprinkled by the paraduma 3 and 7. Why? Because he let his guard down. We're afraid he let his guard down. What's going on here? Some of you stoy bar Rebbe Matun. Rebbe Yustoy says the name of Rebbe Matun Amar B'Yochanan. Hesek hadas, if someone lets his guard down, shvichi hazah shlishi shvi. He has to go to the mikvah. He has to get paraduma sprinkling. Why? Because they're afraid he let his guard down so much he came in contact with a meat. So not it is not going to be answer number 3. It's going to be answer like 2A. We're going to refine the answer. Lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha, that which Rav Yustoy said, that a guy has, if a guy has a chadat, he has to go to the mikvah, he has to get a paraduma, that's a chadat in mitame meat. He let his guard down regarding Tamei Meit. He let his guard down so much that we're afraid he came in contact with a mate. So he asked him, by the way, what's with you? You know what, I became an Onin, I let my guard down, who knows? Maybe he touched a mate, he has to go paraduma. Huh? Our Mishnah is talking about, I'm sorry, the Mishnah Chagiga was, Dasef Daite Mitamei Sharet. Nah, he let his guard down from Shrutin. He's an Onin anyway. Tumas Sharet is only one day Tova. He may let it here, he's an owner. He can't even touch it anyway. So he wasn't so careful if some rodent dead wasn't so careful. So now he's not an owner anymore. Now you want to touch you cut the guy go to the mikvah. Why? You guard down regarding Shvat. Of course I was careful. I know the din, I don't want to have to sit down for a week. Of course I was careful. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. If that's the Khashash, Tamei Sharet's Ma'al Yehi. That's real tumah. Going to the mikvah doesn't help you. Harav Shemesh, boy. You have to wait until nightfall. Not enough. Just to go to the mikvah, even nightfall. But oh, also, then I feel a Truma Nami. Why don't I make the same thing by Truma? The guy can just say Truma Stavazai? Why don't I make the same requirement? That what? You should have to go to the mikvah to eat Truma. Why? Because Tamei Sharet is also to eat Truma, right? So, and by the way, there's a Mishnah that says, Tzvichim tivil l'kodesh avolo l'truma. Why not? So, answer number 2 is rejected. Ready? Answer number 3. Amr of Yirmiya. The Mishnah Chagiga that said that he has to go to the mikvah is a case where, but Omer, this is hard, but Omer, the guy says, Nishmarti midavar ham tma'ani, I guarded myself to make sure nothing, I didn't make any tumah. I was very careful about that. Below nishmarti midavar haposel hapuslani. But I wasn't careful regarding things that are going to make me puffle. What does that mean? That means like this: that during his hesek hadas, he's an onin. He's an onin. Someone in his family died. He's sitting around waiting for the kavura. So he says to himself, "I am not. I am very careful to make sure I don't come into any tumah d'oraita issue. I'm not going to." Of course, I'm not going to touch a dead body. Of course, I'm not going to touch a sheret. I'm very careful. Very careful. Why am I careful? Because I know the ramifications if I'm not careful. However, I'm not careful to guard myself from tumah d'rabbanan. I'm not careful about that. I'm not careful about that. Why? Because my guard's down anyway because I'm an oni. Anyway, I can't eat kachim. So, if it has to do with tumah d'rabbanan of kachim, I'm not so careful. Okay? Therefore, can he eat truma? Yes. Why can he eat truma? Because he was careful about d'oraita. Can he eat kachim? Can he eat kachim? He can. After all, he was miser on truma d'oraita. However, they can go to the mikvah. They can go to the mikvah because he wasn't miser in truma d'rabbanan. That's Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer. That's what the guy is sticking to himself. Okay. Now, you got that? Does that make sense? What's wrong? Why? Why? What's wrong with it? Now, Rashi, what? The Gemara's going to talk about that tomorrow. We'll get to that tomorrow. Rashi said something fascinating. Rashi doesn't say it. They read it into Rashi. If you look at the Rashi of Haposlani, Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, Rashi says, Rashi Haposlani, ready for this Rashi? Haposlani la'achilas kachem midrabanan. I wasn't careful for kachem on a drabanan level. Delo boy harif shemesh. I don't need harif shemesh for that. Only tell me drabanan. V'chein l'gabe truma. V'omer, whether you read the low or not, nishmarti midavar haposlani b'truma. I guarded myself from something that will make me puzzle regarding truma. Then Rashi says, "Vishinuya dechukuhu." That's very difficult. Below me, soka b'maskanachi. We're going to reject it anyway. So Rashi, what Rashi means to say is, since he's an oni and he's tame, and what can an oni not do? He cannot eat kachim, so his guard is down only for kachim. Anyway, he came in. However, when it comes to other daraisas, right? By the way, an onin is much to eat truma. It's like pork. An onin is allowed to eat truma. So why should his guard be down for that? He's allowed to eat it. So what's his guard down for? His guard's down only for things that he can't eat anyway. Anyway, he can't eat that. So his guard goes down. That's a chadash for that. But you don't know it's a chadash, he's still allowed to eat it. Tosa says, doesn't make sense. The guard being down is it because you're tarred in the animus. You're tarred in the, you're busy with the animus. It guards down for this and for that. And that's what Rashi means. That's what Rashi means to say. This is dachuk. Yes, it's dachuk. It's dachuk to say the guy's hair splitting in his head, what he's careful about. It's very difficult to say that. That's going to lead to Gemara to the next discussion. What? They're not allowed to do any mitzvah. Right. That's Rashi. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. I told you, it's very hard Gemara here. Now, right. Okay, we gotta go move. Now the Gemara has the following question. Umayikin is Yerusa Lapalka? Can you even have a guarding in your head regarding half a thing? Is that even possible? I'm regarding myself for X, but not for what? Is that even possible? Or is it is possible. But Tanya, we have a brisa dead like this. It's a brisa. Odenu Hasal al Rosho. A guy's got a basket on his head. He's got a basket on his head. Umagrefa bisoho. And he's got some kind of, I don't know, it's some kind of tool. What are they? A shovel. It's not a shovel. Rashi says, it's an iron tool, whatever it is. We'll call it a shovel. V'amar, and he says like this, Libi al hasa. I made sure, I was very careful not to come into contact with tuma. The basket shouldn't become tummy. The ain libi al magrefa. But I wasn't careful about the shovel. So what do you see? You can do that. Hasal tahor. Therefore the sal is tahor. V'hamagreif v'tamei. And the shovel's tamei. Now, the Gemara adds, v'tamei magreifo l'sal. So why doesn't the magreifo make the sal tamei? If the shovel's tamei, why doesn't it make the sal tamei? So the Gemara says, ain kli matamei kli. One kli can't be matamei another kli. That's not an av hatoma. I'm going to stick that in. It's not an avatoma, can't be matame another kli. If it's an avatoma, it certainly can. Now, the Gemara asks, "Vitatame masha besocho, why isn't it matame the date in the kli?" Amarava, the Omer, Shemartiha midavar hamatama. I was careful that nothing should come into contact to make it tame. Below Shemarte midavar haposla, and I wasn't careful to make things puzzle, like Rashi says. Av hatuma shematame kli. Second Rashi. The chain mitumas derabanan tumas hasal atame chul and truma midrabanan. What Rashi means today is like this: regarding truma, the magreifa is considered puzzle. It can't make the teinim tame. Why not? Because truma. What's the reason why not? Right. The tumah is not strong enough to go ahead now and be metame further. Only a sheni can be metame truma to make it into a shlishi. That can only be a sheni. What happened was the magrefi here, I think the rabbanon is a shlishi. It can't be metame the anim. Therefore, they're tar. Igadol milta. This whole discussion kept on reaching. Umatil lekameter of Abba Bar Mamo, and it came to Abba Bar Mamo. Amale lo shmiel who had Amar Yochanan and Amar Rav. Ochel shlishi shel truma. If someone eats a shlishi of truma, only truma could be a shlishi. Kachem could also be a shlishi. Kachem could even be a rabbi. So someone eats a shlishi of truma, aser lechel, it's aser to eat truma. You're not allowed to eat truma. However, mutaliga, he could touch the truma. Why? Because he's a shlishi. He can't make the truma into a rabbi. Truma can't be a rabbi, so he could allow to touch it. Alma, what do you see? When it comes to eating, the Rabbanan made a zera. If you're a shlishi, can you eat truma? The answer is no. Why not? The answer is because they're more machmir when it comes to eating. Can you touch it? Yeah, you touch it, you can. Right? When it comes to negi, Rabbanan didn't care. So you're a shlishi. You can't make that truma tame. You can't. Can you eat it? How can a person be a shlishi? He's playing with their bun anyway. Are you allowed to eat that chuma? No. Can you touch it? Yeah, why? So what's the answer? But when it comes to touch it, look at Rashi. Mutter liga, but chuma. The ananasa gufo el shlishi kamar michael. Sha'achal v'asa lechal chuma, abo mutter liga. You're not allowed to eat the chuma. It's a special zera. You become what you touch. Alma, what do you see? Milos over the bun and bachila, less than the gia. The rabbanan said it's okay to touch the chuma. But Gabi Onei Nami Hodit Nan Onei Tarach Tevila Bachila Tnan Aval Nogeya Ein Tarach Litvol. If the Onei wants to touch Truma, touch it, no problem. That's what the Mishnah said. You can touch it, eat it. Of course not. Why? Because when it comes to touching, we're not so machmir. When it comes to eating, we're much more machmir. Okay. Next, V'Eino Cholik Lechol. Now, very interesting. All the halachos of Avelut are learnt out where it says in Parshas Emor that a Kohen is allowed to become Tomei for his relative. And all the halachos of Avelut, according to the Rambam, are learnt out of there. That what? It's the seven relatives, and you have to shiva for them, and the zinim of shiva. Now, what the parameters are, the rites, the rabbanon, it's very complicated. All machlokas. The Rambam says something fascinating. He says, why was the mitzvah of Avelut given in the context of Kahana that applies to every Jew? Why would that happen? Why would the Torah do that? So the Rambam explains, because the Kohen would think, a Kohen could think, listen, I'm never allowed to become Tamei. I should be busy with a relative. I'm much more special. The dinim of Avelut are relaxed for Kahana. People kind of could think that. No. Not only is it not relaxed, and the only place I'm going to say it is by Kahana. Of course it applies to every Jew. But there's a reason why Kahana would think otherwise. I'm telling it only by Kahana. Of course it applies to everybody. Okay. So with that background, so what we say, an Onan can't be busy at the daytime to eat it that night. So Miflag Hudalopalik, he can't be busy with it. What if they invite him? But if they invite him to come eat with them, he's allowed to. Why is he allowed to? So for a mini, wait a minute. Onain, that's again this whole discussion if we read the next line. We're not going to. Onain, Tovel, V'ochel et Pitzcho, L'Erev, Avalo, Kanshin. Wait a minute. It's master from the Mishnah that you can invite an Onain that night. The guy dies on Monday. Monday night, you invite the Kohen Gadol to your house to eat kashrut. But wait a minute. We have a brisa that says, we'll only do that for Pesach. Why? Because of Chiyuv Karet. Dam kashrut, we're never going to allow that. Right? Now, the premise over here is that the whole Aninus is Doraisa, right? There is no Ninus Balayla, that's only a Dindarabbanon. Now, since the Rabbana made a Dindaraisa the night after the Aninus, it's a Dindarabbana, I'm sorry. However, the Korban Pesach is very machmir, it's kare, we're never going to make it to Gzeira. However, for every other kachim, the Gzeira stayed in place. What do you see from here? That the Onan can't eat kachim at night. Except for Pesach. Onan can't eat kachim at night. Armish said he can. Armish didn't say he can. Armish knows Masham he can. Armish says he can't divide. What if he gets invited? People had a go. So Amr of Yirmiya, Bidifti Lo Kasha, Khan the Pesach. Here we're talking about Pesach. Khan Bishar Yimos Hashana. And in the Mishnah Pesachim, which is where this comes from, that's talking about the rest of the year. Did Pesach, on Pesach, I did the Achol Pesach. Since he's allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, Achol Nami Kachim, we let him eat the Kachim as well. Why? Let's say, since we're allowing it, we allow it. Bishar Yimos Hashana, the Lo Chazi, Lo Chazi. The rest of the year he can't, he can't. Now, Umay, what does it mean, Avalo Bekachim? What does it mean when it says he can't eat Kachim? It means, Avalo Kachim, so call Hashana, you can't eat Kachim on the rest of the year. With Yosef Amar, another answer, Lo Kasha. Khan, the Mishnah Pesachim, which said he can eat a Pesach, but not other kachim. Shemeis lo meis ba'arba asar. The mate died on the erev Pesach. V'tivru ba'arba asar, and they buried him in erev Pesach. Khan, but over here, meis lo meis b'shlosha asar. He died on the 13th. V'tivru ba'arba asar, and they buried him on the 14th. Yom kivur lo tafes la'alem d'rabbanan. There's no dinner like that. So he died on the 13th. Now it's the 14th. So he can't eat kachim 14th at night, Pesach night? Of course he can. What? That's Tommy. No, he's a Kohen Gadol. Right. Now, Nantana, who's the one who holds Aninas Laila Midrabanan? That Aninas at night is a Dindarabanan. From Shimini, Titania, Aninas Naila Midivre Torah. Some say Divre Torah. Divre Yehuda. From Shimini, Onen Ela Midivre Torah. Onen Eno Midivre Torah. Ela Midivre Sofer. Only that day, not at night. Hey, I'll prove it to you. So remember, because he said Onin Tal Vavach was physical error, Lo Bekachim. Because it says that Onin can go to the mikvah and eat the Korban Pesach. If it's a Dindar, right, I can eat Korban Pesach. How could he? It must be Dindar Rabbanan. Now, the Sabra of Shirin, he's allowed to Rabbanan. We shouldn't really hold to the Rabbanan. But Tanya, Rav Shimon Omer, Onin Eino Mishaleach Korbanosav. And Onin is not allowed to have someone else bring Korbanos to him. My love, doesn't that mean I feel of a Pesach? Doesn't that mean even a Korban Pesach? Right? Then what does he hold from that? That you can't eat the Pesach Min HaTorah, right? So therefore you can't send somebody to do it. That's kind of different. So, lo, Levarim Pesach, no, everything but a Korban Pesach. I, Vatani, Shimon Omer, Shlomim. When it says the Shlomim, it means Kishahu Shalim. You're Shalim. What does it mean, you're Shalim? Kishalim, maybe. The Eno, maybe Kishu Onim. Right? You're Shalim, right? The Chazon Yecheskel says something beautiful. He says, why does the shlamim mean that you're shalim? So he said, every carbon, the name is on the name is the Indian. A carbon ola, it's completely ola. A chatas, it's completely. What does shlamim mean? It means you're shalim. Menayin l'rabbis haTorah, marbaniyat haToda. What about a toda? Yeah, include a toda. Shekei ne'echel, it's b'simcha kishlamim. It's like a shlamim in the fact that he's eaten b'simcha. Manayin l'rabbis is an ola. How do we know about an ola? Marbani is an ola. I'll include an ola. Shekei ne'echel, b'nei ne'echel, b'nei ne'echel, kishlamim. It has also a little bit of a like shlamim. Manayin l'rabbis, b'char, ma'iser, Pesach. That's the key one. Marbani, b'char, ma'iser, Pesach. Shekei onin, b'nei l'achit. They don't have a chit. Just like shlamim has no chit. Manayin l'rabbis, chatas v'ashem, tamalam azeva. Menayin l'rabbis ha'ofos ba'minchos ba'yayid ba'esif ba'lavona Talmud Lomar Shlamim Karbano Kal Karbanos Kishu Maybe Kishu Meish Kishu Shalim Maybe Veino Maybe Kishu Oni. Anyway, Ketanim Yeh Pesach. The bottom line is it says Pesach that an Onin cannot bring a Pesach, right? Right. And Rav Shimon said he can bring a Pesach. So we'll do one answer now. Amar of Chista, Pesach kinin asma. You're right. Pesach doesn't belong in that list. Take Pesach out of that list. It was written there for no reason. Take Pesach out of the list. We'll do one more minute. Rav Sheshes Amar, no. My Pesach, what does Pesach mean? It doesn't mean a carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach you're allowed to bring. It means, Shalmei Pesach. the shlamim that come, the chagiga, the other kavanot that are brought on your dalid, those can't be brought by Inoni. From Pesach? Absolutely. The other things can't be brought. Right? The Gemara says, I hachi hainu shlamim, those are shlamim. Ramastaver, so the Gemara says, Tana shlam haba machmas Pesach. No, it's special. They're singled out. The Tana shlam haba machmas atman. Dilo Tana shlam haba machmas Pesach. If it wouldn't have singled them out, I would have thought, they are just like a Pesach. Come on, Shmuel, we don't say that. So in other words, how do we answer the Stira? This right to say that you're not allowed to bring a carbon Pesach when you're an Onain, and Rosh Hashanah said you are. No, this didn't mean a carbon Pesach. This meant the Shlamim that accompany a carbon Pesach. That's what it meant. The Chagigas Yudalid, Olos Yudalid, remember we had all those Kabanos that are brought, those you can't, Onain can't bring. But those are the same thing as the Shlamim. No, I would have thought that if you can't bring a Pesach, you can't bring anything that comes with it. Kamash, no. Pesach, of course you can bring. Why? At the Chiyuv Karet, if you don't, we allow that. What about the other Shlam? No, that you can't bring. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow again. The Shir is sponsored by the Silverstein family, Linishmas, Dr. Ira Silverstein, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dovzev, Shalom Shav and Aliyah, and we'll see everyone tomorrow. Have a good day.